The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
San Francisco police and firefighters gathered at dawn today to pay tribute to the hundreds of first responders who lost their lives on September 11th. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live from Mission Bay here in the city. Matt, good morning.
Steve, good morning to you. I'm here at the police and fire headquarters for the city of San Francisco, and there is a lot of preparation happening for this 9/11 remembrance ceremony. I'm looking at three flags that have been flapping in the wind, the American flag, the state flag, the city flag, and behind those, a banner that has been stretched across the old fire department commemorating 25 years of resiliency. Ed Baxter is here with the San Francisco Fire Department. What is the plan for this ceremony?
Hi, good morning, and thank you for joining us as we celebrate in the remembrance of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This event is exactly what we just said. It's a remembrance of the tragic occurrences on 9/11 where America was attacked, our soul, our ambitions, our desires were put on the testing block, and we came out resilient. We came out thriving. That is what America is about. That is what San Francisco is about. And as we wrap this into San Francisco, just like all Americans, prides itself on being resilient. But we can only be as resilient as our desire to embrace and remember the history, learn from our history, and move forward from our history. And that is what we're doing today. We're actually rolling this into a celebration, not a celebration of the attacks, but a celebration of the dedication, the professionalism, the tenacity of all those who were affected from the 9/11 attacks, and to all those who have risen from the ashes, if you will, and from the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks.
Apologies for that. There's some audio testing going on. And one more question. I've noticed that some of the cadets that are leading the flag ceremony are pretty young. I mean, these are young guys who probably were not alive on 9/11. Why do you think it's important to make this a memory, make this type of ceremony more than just history, but a memory for them?
You know, we have over 50 of our fire reserves and city college fire cadets graduates. This is the next generation of fire service as well as law enforcement servitude to the public. And it's important for them to understand the sacrifices, the dedication, the professionalism that has been behind them, and to the same that is currently present here in San Francisco and throughout the nation. And they will carry that forward. It's also important for them to understand that the oath that they take an oath that includes potentially giving their life for a complete stranger, which we saw in many acts during 9/11. So it brings that to home to these future public servants. It brings a little bit of somberness to the profession, but it also enhances and enriches the professionalism and the desire for teamwork. And that teamwork doesn't just include the fire service, the police service, EMS service, dispatchers. It includes our community. And as one, again, we move forward as a stronger and more resilient San Francisco and nation.
Captain Ed Baxter, thank you for your time. The ceremony begins at 6:40, the moment that the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Live at San Francisco Police and Fire Headquarters, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. To our north, crews are battling the Lucas Fire, now burning more than 1,000 acres across parts of Lake and Mendocino counties and forcing evacuations. KCBS's Mike DeWald joins us live. Mike, it comes with another challenging weekend weather on the way.
That's right. Well, we may be cooling off in the Bay Area, the area where the Lucas Fire is burning, still not seeing the overnight recovery in temperatures. Add to it the arrival of gusty winds that will continue into the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Jonathan White is in Eureka.
It kind of may be a little bit more delayed for like Lake and southern Mendocino County, which is kind of our concern.
The fire burning in remote wilderness. Sherry Weiss is with CAL FIRE. She says while the cause remains under investigation, lightning strikes were tracked near its start.
Challenging terrain, challenging weather. Guys are doing the best they can up there. Getting a lot of good air support.
Now, PG&E warning it may need to turn off the power in nearly a dozen Northern California counties this weekend because of fire danger, though none of those are here in the Bay Area. And meanwhile, in Big Sur, the Plaskett Fire nearing full containment, while the Timber Fire remains stubborn, hasn't grown in size, but still remains at 27% containment. Reporting live, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
It's not a great secret. The Giants have not had the best of seasons, but now there is an added incentive to show up at games. Here's KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
Oracle Park, sold out at 42,000, has regularly been seeing numbers under 30,000 as the losses keep stacking up.
Well, the season hasn't gone the way we wanted.
That's Giants CEO Larry Baer.
We've had, you know, enthusiasm around our young players, and anybody that comes for a game in September, we were offering a discount for April and May games in 2027.
Season ticket holders that actually show up in this final month of the season will get paid in the form of a ticket credit worth 15% of their ticket's worth. And if the Giants win, another 5% is tacked on.
The fans seem to be really into it, you know, in terms of we'll go out and support them. We were able to win three in a row against St. Louis with really strong fan support.
This kind of discount incentive for season ticket holders to show up is the first of its kind in MLB history. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
Olympic champion Alyssa Liu has an ice cream flavor named after her. KCBS's David Welch reports months later, it is still earning its spot on the podium.
Fenton's Creamery rolled out Alyssa's gold while Olympic fever was still fresh. Hype like that, at least in the ice cream world, can melt fast. Ice cream supervisor Brandon Terry says this one has staying power.
Very, very popular. Extremely popular.
Long after the games, people keep coming back for it. I'll admit, I've never tried it. All the buzz made me a skeptic. Then I took a taste.
I think it's delicious.
Golden Oreos bring the sugar, and a caramel swirl reins it in. After nearly a decade here, Terry knows who orders what.
Certain flavors like bubblegum, who are like, you know, more for the kids. And then you have like certain flavors like butter pecan for more for the adults, right? But this one is different. Everybody loves this one.
Everyone, including me. In Oakland, David Welch, KCBS.
A former employee of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in San Francisco is suing the nonprofit and its leaders. Judy Lee says she was fired in retaliation after she reported years of sexual harassment and assault by the group's leaders. Lee had worked as the chamber's program director for just over a year and had served as a volunteer for the group prior to taking that job. Neither the chamber nor six of the defendants named in the lawsuit responded to requests for comment. The Gilroy City Council is set to consider a proposed moratorium on new data center applications. Backers say the move would give the city time to update laws connected to the design and development of data center projects. If it is approved, the moratorium would take effect immediately. Monterey County authorities are investigating after an unauthorized drone interrupted the firefighting efforts in Big Sur this week. Sheriff's officials say firefighting choppers and planes had to be grounded because of that drone. It is against state law to impede emergency personnel, and it's a federal crime to operate a drone in a way that interferes with firefighting activities. As Mike said, the nearly 30,000-acre Plaskett fire, now 79% contained, the 25,000-acre timber fire, 27% contained. Prosecutors will not file criminal charges against a man who was arrested in connection with a massive apartment complex fire last month in Foster City. Investigators say the fire started on a balcony after a propane grill was left on. The San Mateo County DA's office says there is no evidence that the man intended to start a fire. It was simply an accident. The fire destroyed or damaged about 50 apartments and left 150 residents looking for a new place to live. Remembering some of the names with Bay Area connections that featured prominently in the aftermath of 9/11 attacks, KCBS's Margie Schaefer joins us live now with that part of the 9/11 commemoration story. Margie?
Well, Steve, the first person to alert authorities to the hijacking taking place that day was San Francisco native Betty Ong. She was a 45-year-old American Airlines flight attendant on Flight 11, the first airplane hijacked and flown into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. She notified ground crew and remained on the radio phone for 23 minutes. Former San Francisco police chief, now with the TSA, Fred Lau, is a family friend of Ong's and knew Betty Ong as B.
She had described that passengers had been stabbed, crew members may have been stabbed, that there was somebody had deployed some type of chemical agent. It sounds like she was killed before the plane actually went into the towers. But, you know, nobody here to answer the questions.
United Flight 93, bound for San Francisco. Two Los Gatos High alumni, Mark Bingham and Todd Beamer, among the passengers and crew who tried to retake control of the plane from its hijackers. Mark Bingham, a 31-year-old, a president of a PR firm in San Francisco with an office in New York, seated in the last part of first class. He was a friend to many in the gay sports world, in particular rugby and football. And his mother, Alice Hoagland, was interviewed by ABC's news anchor Peter Jennings on this day 25 years ago.
I heard Mark's voice. He said, "Mom, this is Mark Bingham." He was so flustered, I guess, giving me his last name. And he said, "I just wanted to let you know that I love you." He was repeating that.
Alice Hoagland no longer with us. She died 6 years ago in 2020. Todd Beamer also tried to make a phone call from the plane that day. Customer services transferred him to a GTE airport supervisor. Beamer telling the supervisor that the group planned to jump on the hijackers and crash the plane before the hijackers could carry out their plan. He recited the Lord's Prayer, prompting others to join in, and he asked the agent, "If I don't make it, please call my family and let them know how much I love them." After that, the agent heard the muffled voices and Beamer clearly answering the line we know so well, "Are you ready? Okay, let's roll." We honor all who died that day, acknowledging that many of the names don't make the headlines. But many of those who died that day were from the Bay Area, had Bay Area connections, and remain in the hearts of Bay Area residents. Reporting live, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, "Play KCBS Radio."